The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What were your feelings this afternoon when you found out you were definitely clinched the playoffs?
It's something that we've worked hard for a long time to be able to, you know, get into the postseason. Felt good, but tonight kind of took away from that feeling. Obviously, we're in a spot where, you know, we're in, but we gotta build our game and continue to get better and find our stride going into playoffs. And, you know, last two games, that wasn't it. So we gotta get better.
What happened in your mind the first 6 minutes or so? You guys just didn't really answer the bell.
I gotta be better. I think it starts with me. I think our D zone was putrid all night. Thought our other areas of the game were good. You can't just hand them three goals at the beginning of the game and expect you're gonna win. We put ourselves in a really tough spot early on and gave them a ton of life. So, yeah.
Your power play really, when it was close, 3-2, 4-2, you could have really pulled you out of it. It just didn't seem like it was clicking at all tonight. What was happening with that?
Yeah, I mean, power play's got to be better. I mean, 5-on-5, our whole game had to be better. But the power play there was an opportunity to maybe claw our way back into the game a little bit. I just thought that we were frustrated. And when you get frustrated, you don't make the right plays and you start to force things, and that's what it felt like to me out there.
How do you feel you guys as a team are handling the elevated intensity and maybe desperation your opponents have had, especially the past few games?
Yeah, not good enough. These guys are playing for their lives. Ottawa's playing for all the teams we've been playing are playing for their playoff lives, and we've just been cruising. So too casual, and that's the kind of hockey that it's going to be in playoffs even more. More desperate, more intense, and we haven't matched that the last two games. So we got to look at these two games and look in the mirror and fix that, find our game, build something going into the postseason here.
You certainly know what's coming on Monday, so you know the type of team is coming and who they are, and you've worked hard to beat them a couple of times. Is this maybe a game you guys need?
Oh, for sure. That's going to be a big one, especially just, you know, last two games. I don't think anyone in here is happy with our effort and the performance we had on this trip. So back at home against a team that we've been battling with most of the season for that top spot. So it's a great opportunity for us to respond and set the tone that we want.
Is it so important to kind of recognize what you were able to accomplish this afternoon? Just that the clip, that the penalty, the playoff spot has been clinched.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something to look over by any means. It's obviously a huge accomplishment because that's a goal we've had for a long time, and especially where we were at the beginning of the season. And what we've done to get ourselves into this spot now is great. But also at the end of the day, it's not the end goal, and can't be comfortable with that and happy with that. It's not good enough to just get in, and there's other teams that are doing that every year. It's not that special. So we want to do something special, and if we're playing like that, we're not going to. So very cool, obviously, because it hasn't been done in a while. But once you reach that goal, the standard's changed for us, and that's no longer the standard. It's just making it. So we got to move on from this trip and get our game back.
Does winning two gold medals help you, what you just said, that you can raise your standards, and you have to raise your standards, even though maybe you've met one goal, but there's more goals?
Yeah, I mean, you never want to be satisfied. You always want to stay hungry and keep raising the bar and keep adding new goals as you get close to the ones you've set, at the beginning of the season or whatever it was. So, for us, I think we set that goal at the beginning of the year to make playoffs, and, as we approach that, I think that goal changes. So for us right now, the new goal is to to make sure we find our game right before playoffs, and then get back to just taking it one game at a time and not looking too far ahead. I think, you know, a lot of the noise right now with us making playoffs and, you know, clinching is maybe, I don't want to say getting to our heads a little bit, but definitely aren't as intense as we need to be right now. So
life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.